There are more than 20 million Americans in recovery from addictive behaviors, and funding for treatment is not always available. This leaves volunteer-run nonprofits to help fill the gaps. Producer Morgan D. Stewart explores a Wisconsin connection to one of these organizations that's helping to fill the void.
When I realized I had a drinking problem, I tried joining a few different recovery communities, but was told that I couldn't participate unless I was already sober. I was feeling rejected and left out. And then I found SMART Recovery. SMART is an acronym for Self-Management and Recovery Training, and I was welcome at their peer support meetings even though I didn't feel ready to quit. SMART was founded as a nonprofit in 1994 and is now the leading alternative to traditional addiction recovery programs. One of the founders of SMART Recovery, Dr. Henry Steinberger, lives and works as a psychologist in Madison, Wisconsin.
When I got here in 77, my major professor, Frank Hoover Farley, gave me his wife's bicycle to take a ride around town. I mean, the first day I was here, I went all the way to Milwaukee Avenue where they used to have a farm and I could pet a cow. And we used to, in New York, Brooklyn, we had to drive for 3 or 4 hours to get out to Pennsylvania where I could pet a cow. I just loved, you know, the farming.
While Steinberger has never struggled with a serious addiction, his desire to help others address their issues stems from his own childhood.
My grandmother divorced my grandfather and married Jack Benjamin, who was a devout atheist. He was a maintenance drinker. He went from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde. And, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, what did you have? Where could he go? AA? Ask God to take away your defects of character in step 6? So I was really interested in getting a science-based secular thing going. And when I left my postdoc with Dr. Albert Ellis in New York, we came up with SMART Recovery.
Dr. Albert Ellis was a renowned researcher who founded an institute championing rational emotive behavioral therapy.
If you're using alcohol or heroin or you name it, you're trying to regulate your feelings. Rational emotive behavior therapy teaches you that your emotions and your behaviors are related to your beliefs. We learn to look at the activating event as not the cause of our behavior, but our beliefs about the activating event. So, in essence, change your beliefs and you change your life.
It turns out that Wisconsin SMART meeting facilitators, like licensed psychologist Teresa Susmaris from Eau Claire, value the emphasis on REBT and other research-backed therapeutic tools.
I'm a scientist. I needed to know there was science behind the program, that there was some objective data to say this kind of stuff works.
While there are a number of other studies that contain the objective data Susmaris was looking for, I learned that the experience of changing behavior can be very subjective. For me, recovery from addiction has mostly been a process of recovering creativity.
I remember when I first got sober thinking, I have to find some hobbies and ways to fill my time. My first big hobby right after I got sober was I got really into antiquing and adult coloring books. And then that shifted into getting back into running and exercising. And then that shifted into hiking and skiing. I learned how to ski, but I would never have tried those if I was still using. I wouldn't have had the time or effort if you asked me if I was still using. But now I'm much more open to trying, especially outdoor stuff.
After years of SMART meetings, I even became a SMART facilitator. Now I feel fully equipped to help my peers get the support they need, and we're all taking it one SMART meeting at a time.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on Wisconsin's ties to SMART recovery. Check out the full conversation on UHuman's Creative Recovery podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.